All right, Vincent. Well, give me your title in terms of the involvement of this festival.
Sure. I'm on the board of directors of the festival.
Yeah.
And I'm an assistant professor of marketing at the Odette School of Business.
So you just got up there and kind of got people excited about this event that's happening. Have you been involved? Have you experienced the festival in previous years?
I've never actually experienced this festival before. That's why I'm pretty excited to join it. When I first got wind of the WIF, it was late March or April of this year. And looking at the programming and that, I was actually a little bit stunned at how ahead of the curve it was. I'm coming from Montreal, which is very, very forward in terms of arts. And coming here and looking at what this festival has previously programmed, they programmed stuff that became hot 6 months to a year after it already was shown here. So it was way ahead of the curve, which I thought was actually really, really exciting and pretty impressive, actually. So I have no idea what to expect. I mean, I know it's going to be a lot of people. I think last year they said they had about 5,000 tickets sold. We're expecting much, much more this year. Everything's centralized at the Capitol, which is going to be a really, really good thing. And I think especially Otto did a phenomenal job, actually, with the programming itself. He picked some really interesting stuff, some really different stuff. He also took a lot of risks, too. So I think there's a lot of different audiences that find some really good stuff in there. There's one documentary, Love at the Twilight Motel, about Johns and prostitutes that use those by-the-hour motels in Miami. Documentary looks fantastic. The documentarian's going to be there. That should be awesome. I'm personally sponsoring the opening night movie, Cooking with Stella, which is such a hit at TIFF. It's just a movie everyone absolutely loves. It's such a good, it's a feel-good movie. That's what I'm pretty excited for. I'm pretty excited for Jitsu and Amaya, which did so well at Cannes, the English title. I Killed My Mother, Xavier Dolan's movie. That should be pretty awesome. Also, I'm a big fan of Pedro Almodovar. So Broken Embraces should be pretty interesting as well. There's a lot of good stuff in the schedule. And so I'm pretty excited for that. It's going to be madcap. I'm also pretty excited that I've got about 20 of my students in advertising all working on the festival as well. They're going madcap with it. I have an unbelievable amount of students that have an interest in the marketing of art and culture. And they're working really hard on the festival as well. So it's nice to see that.
So did you, your involvement in particular, like I like that tie-in. Did that help to facilitate having those students provide some help for something they actually have wanted to help with and maybe haven't?
Absolutely. It's almost a foreign concept of having students do things that interest them. It's a new thing we're trying out. So far, getting people who like something to do something they like is working well so far, I've found. I'm still testing it out. But it's definitely helped a lot. When I was brought onto the board, it was mainly to help out with marketing initiatives and that. And looking at this, I'm like, this festival is so cool and so interesting. And what person doesn't want to help, you know, get people to go to a film festival and, you know, we'll do midnight screenings and all this type of stuff? I mean, it's cool and interesting work. And my students are loving it right now. They're doing a great job.
So you said it's centering around the Capitol. How many spots are films being shown for this festival?
Everything is at the Capitol except the opening night. The opening night's going to be at Caesars Windsor.
Yes.
Okay, and then everything else is at the Capitol. We've got three rooms concurrently going on.
Jeez.
Okay, so you've got programming all day in three rooms. If you spend the whole festival with us, you will be able to catch, I guess it works out to being about a dozen movies, and there's about a total of 30 playing. The student pass
yes.
is $25. For, I mean, all those movies. I mean, it's absolutely ludicrous. The individual ticket price for a student is $5.
Okay.
Okay, if you buy that ticket in advance, it's $4.
So what's the difference from student price to my price?
Your price. Are you non-young person price?
That's right, yeah.
Okay, so non-young person. Okay, it's $10 okay. versus $5.
Is there a multi-pass as well?
There's a pass for the whole festival.
Yes.
For students, it is $25. For an adult, it's $40.
Students, get out there.
$25, it's nothing. And also, if you buy, if you get the $25 pass, let's say you're a student, but you're not at the university per se, you can still get into Cooper's Camera, the pre-screening, for free. The only ticket that's not included is the opening night at Caesars. But the Caesars opening night ticket is $15 for students.
That's
so
not bad
not
at all.
Too bad at all. It's going to be a good night at Caesars as well.
Oh, it's swank. They do it up.
They do it up. There'll be some food, that type of thing. But also just for $25, I mean, you can spend the weekend with us Friday, Saturday, Sunday, see everything you want.
And then,
it's a good time.
And then, and quite frankly, the films will end at a time that you can go out and experience some of the other stuff going on in the downtown.
Yes.
And there'll be, you know, likely be discussion up and down about it. Look,
I
this podcast, you know, this opportunity leaves me with 10 seconds.
No
I appreciate
problem.
You doing this. Windsor International Film Festival, you got to go and see it. And if you hear Vincent talking, go meet him. He's a great resource for the city.